Well, I've got two stories I wanted to run by you.
Okay.
Okay. One of which we've talked about this before.
What's that?
I begrudgingly tip on takeout.
Yeah.
All right. Because I've waited tables. I know what. Okay. Anyway, Outback Steakhouse waitress.
Okay.
Palm Beach Gardens was fired after complaining on social media that she didn't get tipped by a customer on a takeout.
Ooh. Okay.
All right. Let me tell you. Palm Beach Post writes, Tamlin Yoder.
Strong.
Tamlin. No, when you heard Tamlin, what did you think?
Well,
what did you think when you heard Tamlin?
I don't know. I've never heard the name Tamlin.
Okay. But 25 years old. Lake Park said Christ Fellowship placed a substantial order Wednesday morning. 25 steaks, 25 chickens, 25 potatoes.
Okay.
Bill came out to about $735.
Okay. That's a big order.
So Tamlin comes in. Tamlin boxes it up, takes the order over the phone.
Yeah.
And then she's not cooking it, mind you, but she boxes everything up.
Yeah.
And then just, you know, put everything in there.
Yeah.
Someone from Christ Fellowship arrived to pick up the order, which Yoder put in the car. All right. So she carried it out to the car, too.
Okay.
All right. However, she received no tip for the effort. None whatsoever. And she said it stung because she spent most of her shift preparing the 75-item order for Christ Fellowship and was able to make $18 in tips on other orders. So apparently
she
was...
only takeout?
What I'm trying to figure out here, is whether or not she's a hostess.
She must
be. A host or
only,
a greeter.
Yeah.
Is that what you call them now? Greeters?
Greeters.
A sitter?
No, I don't think it's a sitter.
Sitter?
No.
That's what they do, though. They sit you.
Uh-huh.
They're like, hey, what are you doing? I'm looking for a place to sit. And they're like, okay, I'll sit you.
They're
a seater?
I wouldn't
Maybe they're a seater. A cedar greeter?
Hey, just meet me by the cedar.
Okay.
What the hell? What? I will meet you by the host stand?
I think sitter's better.
I don't think.
What is it that I want when I walk in there?
You want to be
when
greeted?
When I look to you, no, I want to sit.
They're a host.
I'm standing.
With the most.
I want to sit.
Don't ever walk and look what's up, sitter. Don't.
I'm talking. That's it.
Don't do it.
No, I'm taking it back. It's going to happen.
A cedar. What the?
No, not cedar. Sitter. They're the sitter. That is the action that they are doing. What up, sitter?
Anyways.
I'm looking for a place to sit, sitter.
You think that she's just a host?
That's my guess. Anyway, in her frustration, she posted this on Facebook.
Yeah.
And somebody from the church saw it. That
of
order.
Course.
Okay. Because social media, mm-hmm. it's not just.
No.
Somebody's going to, they're going to see this. Mm-mm. And apparently the church called Outback and said, hey, we got to make this right. And Outback said, well, we're going to make it right. And when the woman came in next day, Tamlin Yoder came in the next day, said, hey, the church called, you're fired.
And he also got a full refund.
Yeah.
$735.
$735.
I wonder what she like.
So who's wrong here? I got to say right off the bat, Tamlin Yoder's wrong. The sitter, because
make it sound like it's a babysitter or something. Like that's all I can think when you say sitter or like a dog trainer.
The sitter. she posted it on social media.
And she's 25.
Yeah, she knows better. 25 years old, you know better.
But at the same time, I understand her frustration.
I get it, too.
And she wants to vent to somebody, and that's where a lot of people go to vent.
Call a friend.
And they need prayers and stuff, so they
no,
just...
No, they don't.
They just put their stuff out there.
You got screwed out of a tip. I get it, sitter. Not if this
you got to quit calling her a sitter.
What does she do? She answers the phone. I'm not going to call her a phoner.
She's a host. If you look up the category host and mm-hmm. all of their duties,
duties
underneath of that, one uh-huh. is a sitter, a phone answerer,
okay.
a greeter.
Well, she's a sitter. 768-4 hits, 768-34 is followed by an ache. Eight. All right. What was that? Didn't even sound like a laugh. 768-4 hits. Who's wrong in this? The sitter? And that she posted it on social media. I say that's the fatal flaw here.
You don't think the church went a little far?
I don't think the church. All it said was when Yoder. Let's see, the church
called, got a full refund, and she lost her job. Like that's extreme. I think that you know.
A friend contacted Christ Fellowship and was told the church was going to contact the restaurant to rectify the situation.
Okay.
So. You know what?
Outback was just making it right.
And I think what Outback said was, and the church probably called and said, hi, this is Christ Fellowship Church. You know, we just saw on social media that one of your servers is upset. And the manager probably said, I'm sorry, what?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah.
Good morning, K105.3. Who's this?
This is James.
All right, James, what do you think on all of this?
I think the girl should have lost her job.
Really? You think that extreme?
Yes, because with how big social media is and how people can put anything on it without any consequences, most companies now have social media contracts and policies.
Yeah.
This is true. You've got to watch what you say. I mean, there are days, let's face it, Mallory, you and I have days where we don't get along sometimes, and then there's days where we don't get along with our bosses.
True.
And there's altercations. But if we were to put that out on social media...
Yeah, we're not that dumb.
Yeah, no, we have the wherewithal to figure out, you know what, these people pay my bill. I'm not going to really blast them on social media. I'll just talk to them to their face.
Yeah.
And that's what needs to be done. Maybe, James, I appreciate it, man. Have a good day.
Yep, see ya.
All right, so James says... Waitress got what she was coming to, or the sitter got what she had coming to her.
The host.
Sitter.